Aircheckdownloads.com.
Once in a lifetime, that's Talking Heads, back very shortly with the rundown on today's cheesily cheerful chart challenge, but it's Hugh Williams with the news. It's 3.30.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
There's been no word so far from the kidnappers of three British men in the Chechen capital Grozny. They were abducted when their house was overrun by a gang of 20 armed men. Radio 1 Newsbeat, our next update in an hour.
That's Alicia's Attic and the Incidentals. Good afternoon, this is Mark and Lard. Through till 4 o'clock, time 24 minutes to...
Four?
One in two women would rather have chocolate than sex.
Really?
Says in one of these useless surveys. That's interesting. It follows that one in two women would rather have sex than chocolate. So if you go up to a woman and say, fancy a Twix, there's a 50% chance of her saying, no thanks, we can have it off if you like.
Hey, nice.
Says, but they'd rather have chocolate than sex, but they'd share it with Sean Connery, Mel Gibson, Grant Mitchell, Tony Blair, or George Clooney.
Right.
But I don't understand that, because if you'd rather have chocolate than sex,
yeah,
what's the point in having it with someone who you really fancy?
Don't make sense.
I mean, even though you prefer chocolate to sex, you must still feel like it sometimes, so you'd be better off having sex with Sean Connery,
yeah,
and George Clooney,
yeah,
having chocolate with, you know, Robin Cook or Jim McDonald of Corrie, wouldn't you? Or
yeah.
Paul Daniels, John Prescott.
That's right, mate.
It makes,
yeah,
much more sense, you know what I mean? Also, it says men prefer chocolate to driving a sports car as long as Joanna Lumley, Jennifer Aniston, and Denise Van Outen are, yeah, around, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've no great desire to drive a sports car or eat chocolate with any of those people, have,
no,
you? Although I wouldn't mind letting Grant Mitchell have a chomp on me curly whirly.
No.
But I wouldn't let him anywhere near my penis.
No.
Right, now, shall we do some requests?
Yeah, we must.
Okay, I've got this big file here, right?
All
here. So do you want to pick some out?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Stop!
All right. Will you tell Dale Kirk to stop tugging his big head and get those accounts sorted, you tosspot?
Yeah, stop it, all that.
From Wurzel the Wonder Pig. See, it's pigs.
Yeah.
All day.
Terrible. Stop!
Oh, okay. Right, can you... oh, no, that doesn't work, that, because it's something to do with the first 25 minutes. You've stopped me in the wrong place. Well, I'll,
right,
do the one underneath, right. Can you tell Dave to stop smoking tabs and get some work done?
Stop smoking tabs, get some work done.
From Jones. Any chance of doing it after 3 o'clock? Certainly was.
Sorted.
Right, we'll have another tune, shall we? Do you want a bit of Fatboy Slim?
That'd be great.
Fatboy Slim, because he's on Low Pat Live tonight, isn't
he? He is a bit.
And then we'll bring you a rundown on today's Cheesily Cheerful Chart Challenge. Right, that's Fatboy Slim and Gangsta Trippin', and he's on Lurpet Live, back to his place tonight, type thing, and Gubbins.
And now, here's an example of what daytime will sound like on Radio 1 from October the 12th.
Would you go to bed with me?
6.30 to 9, it's Breakfast with Zoe, then it's Simon Mayo until 12 o'clock, or 12.02, or sometime around then. Then at 12 o'clock, it's the Lunchtime Social for those of you with the midday munches.
Would you...
Then from 2, it's Mark and Lard, Chris Moyles in the afternoon from 4 o'clock until Dave Pearce at 6 o'clock. That is the very tasty Radio 1 guaranteed to satisfy your heart's desire.
The utterly brilliant, totally fantastic, completely great daytime on Radio 1. Now even better with added miles.
Ooh, who's this masked man ogling my posterior? Get your eyes off me arse, bandit boy.
I don't want to make love to you anymore. Yes, I refuse to beat around the bush, mate.
Here we go with a rundown on today's Cheesily Cheerful Chart Challenge. It's all about trucker Alfred Hoseman in Ottawa, in Canada. He's been married 22 years. Now he doesn't want to look at the bread knife. He's wearing a mask around the house. Slam dunking, Arkin.
Slam dunking in a tent, mate. I'm not saying my wife's a dog, because she's not. And anyway, that kind of thing's illegal, isn't it, mate? Back off, bitch. Guns and Roses.
Slam dunking in at number 9. Nice legs, shame about the face. Here they come, a procession of men coming one after the other and following each other's rings. Monks.
Slam dunking in at 8, mate. What an ugly old bag. I think you should swap it for a nice brown paper bag, mate. Currently working with Fat Harry White on the Baby album, Rony Outsize and Repossessed.
Slam dunking in at number 7. Papa, Nicole, why are you wearing that tiara? Frog Princess, Divine Come.
Comedy, Divine Comedy.
Oh, it must have slipped off the edge of the paper.
Slam dunking in at 6. Don't Stand So Close to Me by the Police, featuring Tantric Tosser Sting. So called because he has a face like a wasp's arse.
Really?
Yes, mate.
Oh, okay. Slam dunking in at number 4. When will I see you again? I love those 3D movies, don't you, mate?
Do, mate.
3D Grease.
3 degrees. 3 degrees.
Slam dunk it in at 4 when love breaks down. Prefab Sprout, so called because he couldn't think of a good name, mate.
All right, then. Slam dunk it into the top three. Three records have said save.
Shunnily.
Oh, you've shot your belt, mate. You've gone too early.
Have you got a tissue?
Shunnily slam dunked into the top three in the last 24 hours. And propping up the top three like a cheerful, intelligent dolphin. Propping up two baby porpoises so that they can see a school of chubby, bottle-nosed humans swimming past in inadvisably skimpy lycra swimwear. But with records... Ah, you're back. It's Primal Scream.
Hiya.
Expertly stuck together with the finest DJ glue.
That's M People and Sight for Sore Eyes. Number one today, Look of Love. ABC number two, Cry Myself Blind. Primal Scream was number three.
Not bad, eh?
So there you go. That was the top three in today's Cheesily Cheerful Chart Challenge. Thanks for all your contributions. We'll do another one around about the same time. Well, exactly. Same time tomorrow, if truth be known. Right, coming up after us, it is Clive Warrington. He's not blonde, is he?
No, not at all.
And he's not, like, body fascist?
No, he isn't.
His first record is 20th Century Boy by Plus Evo. And his second record is Do What That Thing by Lauryn Hill. As it's Monday, right, he's got his mix at six-pack.
Right.
That's good. For 1 week only, you can still call the most wanted phone number. On 0345 110 100.
Right.
It's going to change soon.
Is it?
Along with all the other numbers.
Right.
It'll be very confusing, won't it?
It will a bit.
Do you want Swill 360 to knock off with?
Oh, I'd love it.
Okay, then. Aircheckdownloads.com.